You wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation. Rolling.
Hold it now.
From our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
Good morning, folks. Good morning. Yesterday, Tiger Woods won the first round of the WGC World Match Play. And this time of the year, Tom, we were supposed to be entertained about the movie From the Rough, of course, about the Tennessee State golf coach, Catalin Sparks. But talk about drama when it comes to filmmaking. The movie has not even been released. So what's going on? We joined right now by the director, producer, Pierre Bagley. You guys have been screening this film. You've shown to audiences nationwide. We saw the Tom Joyner family reunion. I believe it was also shown on the cruise last year as well. So why hasn't this great film hit the theaters yet?
Good morning, Roland, and good morning, Tom. And first of all, thank you guys for having me and appreciate it. Your support. You were the first people we teamed up with. So, listen, I'll start at the end and come back to the beginning. It's a strange thing. My partner, as you may know, this is a small film that was paid for by a single individual who is my partner, and we agreed on a strategy that this is a film about a great black woman at an incredible historically black college, that we knew that our focus target market for this film would be the African-American woman. And somewhere in the last month, he's made a decision that he doesn't think the film is sufficient for this market, and he wants to broaden, as he says, the market for this film. So he's now decided that he doesn't want to release it till he can broaden the film.
What does
broaden mean?
That's a good question, and I've yet to receive an answer to that. And, you know, we've spent almost $1 million in the last year with our urban partners, and you guys are certainly one of them. It's been a real mystery to me, and I've really don't like sort of going public with it, but I felt I needed to go and speak to the people who deserve this film and the people that we made this film for. But let me say this, that we've also screened this film before the United Jewish Federation in New York, who loved the movie. They invited us to the film. The president of the PGA, as you know, which is a 95% white organization, invited us to Orlando, personally introduced the film. So while we don't run away from this is one urban film that crosses over. It's about international kids who came to America to play golf for a black woman. Most of them were non-black
right.
kids.
Hey, Pierre, I got to ask you this. Hold on a second. I got to ask you this. So, first of all, you know, who is the financier, and where does it stand? And also, Taraji Henson, of course, she stars as Coach Starks. She's been nominated for an Academy Award, and according to you, the financier even wants to remove her from posters and things along those lines. So,
well, I've seen the
she's been nominated for this film.
No.
I'm saying the past. But so she's she's an Oscar nominated actress. But
right.
Right, and it has over $700 million worth of box office to her name, and we were honored to have her because, so I don't know. There is some sense from him, and I don't know where he's getting this from, and the reason why I wanted to appeal to black America and felt that this was the place to do it was to say, look, you know, there's an audience for this film. And frankly, Taraji P. Henson is where we start. You know, she's currently on CBS right now every week. So this notion that the film has to be broadened has caught me by surprise and caught, frankly, the whole team by surprise.
Now, Pia, who is the money man? And who is the money man here?
And his name is Michael J. Critelli.
Used to be head of Pitney Bowes and was the chairman of the National Urban League's board of directors.
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct. And that's where I met Mike at, doing a lot of work for the National Urban League.
So what now? So because he funded it, he's basically in control of it.
Well, and unfortunately, we were, you know, supposedly 50-50 partners, but I guess he who has the goal makes the rules. And, you know, this is bigger than money. We made this film for roughly $6.5 million. And just the people alone, we have Taraji P. Henson, Michael Clark Duncan, Henry Simmons. We also have Tom Felton, one of the kids. He's Malfoy from the Harry Potter. Tom was making $10 million a film when he was 10 years old.
But is there any way to buy the whatever you need to buy in order to go out there and distribute it yourself or get somebody else?
That's a great question. And one of the things that I want Michael Critelli to understand is, number one, most of the films from The Help to The Blind Side that did very well, including Red Tails, when George Lucas appealed to the black audience, it didn't mean that the film was only going to be seen by the black audience. And I'm hopeful that we can put the word out across this country so that Michael can understand to either sell out his interest to this film, come to his senses, and let the world. This film is one of the few films, even Tyler Perry's president, Matt Moore, at 34th Street Films, who's seen the film, said, we would love to potentially partner with you guys like they did, as you know, on Pressure.
Gotcha.
And one of the things he said was that he felt that we had foreign potential. This film could be seen all over the world when a lot of Tyler's films really don't have that kind of outside of America appeal.
Gotcha.
So we hope we can do that.
Okay. The film is about a black woman who was the head coach of the golf team at Tennessee State, and it stars Taraji P. Henson.
And it's a good call. From the rough, and you guys are certainly, if it's using the golf analogy, you're definitely stuck in the rough with this drama here with this financier. Pierre, we certainly appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
All right.
We'll keep folks updated.